I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. New draft guidelines recommend that only certain people should be taking daily aspirin to lower their risk of heart attack or stroke. Dr. Christine Homestead is here to help us sort out the latest research and draft recommendations about who is likely to benefit from daily aspirin. Dr. Homestead is a professor of neurology and director of clinical stroke services at MUSC. Dr. Homestead, explain briefly what the draft recommendations from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is saying.
Thank you for having me today, Bobby. This is a very, very important topic. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is actually developing draft recommendations for those who should and shouldn't be taking aspirin. Those recommendations will more closely align with the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology Association guidelines from 2019. Those patients that have a clear cardiovascular history, either history of heart attack or coronary artery disease, or those patients with history of stroke or TIA, should continue to take their aspirin as a secondary prevention medication. What the task force is saying is that not everyone may benefit from taking aspirin as a primary prevention. And what that means is not everyone over a certain age should just start aspirin to help prevent a first-time event, but certainly if you've had a vascular event, such as a stroke or heart attack, you should continue to take your aspirin.
And what is the concern? Why might the risks outweigh the benefits for people who don't really need this medicine daily?
For those patients that have no risk factors for stroke or heart attack, the risks might outweigh the benefit in that aspirin is a blood thinner and could potentially lead to bleeding. But for those patients that have had stroke or heart attack or have vascular disease, the benefits outweigh the risk, and those patients should continue to take their aspirin.
And tell us more, Dr. Homestead, about why low-dose aspirin is beneficial to patients who have established cardiovascular disease. What does this medicine do potentially?
Aspirin is an antiplatelet agent, which helps keep our platelets in our blood from getting sticky and sticking together. So basically, it stops little clots from forming and reduces your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke.
For those patients that do continue where there is a benefit, are they being alerted to things to look for in case the daily aspirin is causing any kind of issues?
The risks of bleeding are very, very low. So when we start our patients on blood-thinning medication like aspirin, we ask our patients to inform us if they develop any excessive bleeding or if they have any changes in their stool that could be an indication of possibly bleeding internally. So again, the risks of bleeding are very low, but for those patients that need aspirin therapy, the benefits far outweigh the risk of bleeding.
It's estimated that millions of Americans are taking low-dose aspirin without any recommendations from their doctor. They're doing this on their own as some sort of preventative. Now, obviously, that's not being recommended. What should those folks do before they would discontinue their aspirin to make sure that they're doing so safely?
As a vascular specialist, my colleagues and I would highly recommend that people actually go and consult with their healthcare providers before stopping aspirin because they may actually have risk factors for stroke or heart attack that they may not even know about. So it's important to consult with your primary care physician or internist.
Dr. Homestead, thanks for providing this update about aspirin for cardiovascular disease patients.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.